questions are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, he is from New York, New York. He is the owner of the Salerno Center. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Dr. John Salerno to the program. Dr. John, welcome. How are you today?
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Very good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking, and thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
Yes, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So why don't you start us off, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Yes, thank you. I'm a board-certified family practitioner. I used to, when I first started, I ran some of the urgent care centers in Connecticut, and I worked at Yale and precepted at Yale Medical School for the medical students. I then decided that I wanted to get involved more into nutritional medicine. I just saw an issue with traditional medicine, patients coming in with the same complaints, side effects from the medications I was giving. So I decided I needed to pursue a different venue in medicine. As I was a baseball player and athlete, I was taking vitamins and watching my diet. Anyway, make a long story short, I ended up going to work with Dr. Robert Atkins, who I admired. I admired his diet, the low-carb diet. A book actually came into view in a bookstore one day, and I realized that what he was talking about made a lot of sense. So I worked with him till he died, and I took over his practice. And in between, I worked at the landfill in Staten Island post 9/11, and I was in charge, medical director, of taking care of the first responders and seeing what toxicity they may have been exposed to from 9/11. So I combined a lot of that into my practice, and we see a lot of patients where we measure things like heavy metals and environmental pollutants, and we detox patients accordingly. So I've taken a almost 360 or 180, I should say, approach from traditional medicine. Now I'm doing mostly complementary medicine in New York City and the satellite office in Connecticut.
All right. So what made you decide to, actually go down this route and follow this path as opposed to anything else out there?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. You know, my lifestyle was such, as I said, I played a lot of ball, baseball in high school. I wanted to have an edge, and I was reading up on nutrients and what diets to follow, and I decided that my lifestyle dictated that that's what I should embark on and practice in my medical profession, the way I was treating myself. So thus, it just changed my focus of away from medications and onto nutrients. So, you know, the motto became medication as a last resort in my practice rather than the first.
All righty. Now, when somebody does reach out to you for the first time, what are they actually looking for? What do you see the most of?
Yeah, that's a good question. We get a lot of patients that have heavy metal toxicity and thus diseases related to that, like Parkinson's, memory loss. We do a lot of hormones with identical hormones where patients, women and men, are not feeling well. We look at adrenals, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, and we replace them with medication, but it's called more bioidentical. It mimics exactly what our body produces, so we'll replace them accordingly after extensive blood tests. We also, of course, do low-carb lifestyle and weight loss. We check and we do very detailed blood testing on thyroid, something called a TRH test that not many practitioners do, where we can determine how a patient's metabolic output is and whether they need definitively thyroid replacement, and then we'll do that accordingly. So it's really a full gamut. We spend a lot of time with patients, do a lot of blood testing for environmental issues, allergies. We look at the bacteria, good versus bad, in the gut and the bowel and the stomach. So it's a full comprehensive approach to patient workup.
All righty. Now, why do you think they choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart from others?
Well, I think certainly part A is that we are very, very comprehensive with our lab testing. As I said, I don't see 50 patients a day. If I see 5 to 6, it's a lot. We spend a lot of time with my patients. Most of my patients have access even to my cell number. I get to intimately know my patients through the years. And we do testing that not, as I said, many practitioners do, including the thyroid-specific thyroid test, heavy metal test. We do specific tests to measure how well a patient's absorbing nutrients through the small bowel and large bowel, et cetera. So we're very detail-oriented. We do ultrasounds. We do a ton of vitamin drips, IV. I have a 31 different protocols for IVs such that it's a menu. So if you're feeling fatigued, we have vitamin IV for that. If you have issues with memory, we have an IV for that, et cetera.
All righty. Now, where do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you in the future?
Well, you know, with the COVID issue, we're really trying to get a good understanding about how to, you know, whether the exposure to COVID will allow for immunity. We have designed specific vitamin drips that we hope will be very effective, not only in all viral issues, but in boosting infection, immunity against infection, all sorts of infections. But moving forward, we're going to look for more diagnostic, more specific testing that we can better understand our patients' complaints, even at a more detailed level, for sure. But we'll continue exactly as we're doing.
All righty. And now, how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
Yes, thank you. They can go to SalernoCenter.com. That's my New York office, and they can see our website. Our phone is 212-582-1700. We also have extensive vitamin lines if they wanted to go to SalernoVitamins.com, but it's on the SalernoCenter.com website, and we would certainly answer any questions by email. There's a form there to fill out if patients would like to start a visit with us, and we certainly get back to everyone by email if they have any other inquiries.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Pleasure talking with you.
You are absolutely welcome, and for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.